a restored rail depot building in Concordia, Kansas, you can find an intriguing story of nearly a quarter million orphans who found new homes in the Midwest. They are stories of sadness and triumph, stories of finding a new home and a new start on the Great Plains. Their history is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hey, Billy, want to go to the state fair?
Yeah!
Well, you can't.
Huh?
Well, you see, Billy, when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have done with it. But now your parents are becoming energy efficient. They could save hundreds of dollars a year and take you to the fair next year.
I want to go now.
Oh, I know you do.
Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Amanda Wallmeyer helps oversee the National Orphan Train Complex in Concordia, Kansas.
The Orphan Train movement was started by Charles Loring Brace, who founded the Children's Aid Society. It started in 1854 and lasted until 1929 and was a system of placing orphans and unwanted children from New York City and the East Coast in loving homes in the Midwest.
Brace saw the need for the movement, especially in America's largest cities.
New York City, because of all the immigration, then plus the Industrial Revolution, was becoming very overcrowded, just not a good situation for these kids.
When she mentions kids, she means some of the youngest children in the East Coast's largest cities.
It started with the ages of 3 and older, but as more people got involved, it began with infants as young as 6 months.
The orphanages worked with train companies to transport the kids to the Midwest.
The agents would take the children out. They made a deal with the train companies that if they had any empty seats, they would put the orphans on these trains with any room available. In modern terms, it would be like these orphans are going to go on Southwest and these are going to go on Delta.
It's estimated 250,000 children were placed via the orphan trains.
They were doing the best with what they had with the overcrowding problem, and they just simply could not care for these children. After the children were placed, they were asked to write home to the orphanage once a year, and then also a state representative would visit the children once a year up until the age of 17.
What was the experience like for an orphan? It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Concordia, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.